Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Have your say yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Like I said, a 1 hour program and we have all yarns across the table. All ears here on your deadly yarns. All right, now, Aussies' motivations for wanting to lose fat are revealed in a new report. The Fat Loss Report find an equal number of women, 38%, and men, 38%, simply want to look good and naked, with nearly two-thirds, 62%, saying the toughest place to lose fat is from their belly. A new science-led supplement for fat loss launches down under just in time for summer. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Ben Lucas, leading personal trainer and FBX ambassador, who has over two decades of experience in the fitness industry and has trained everyone from new mums to retired women and even celebrities. And we have Ben on the line. Very good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
Fantastic. Where are you based, my friend?
I'm in Paddington, Sydney.
All right, fantastic. So, yeah, I got what you call furniture disease. My chest dropped in my drawers. So I've got to get my chest back up to my to my top part. So, yeah, the belly is the biggest drama. So tell us about the fat loss report, my friend.
Yeah, so there's a new fat loss report that's come out that's talking about Australians' motivation for losing fat. And the majority of people, so it's almost 40% of men and women, they just want to look better naked, you know, and that's because they just want to feel better about themselves. And they talk about the toughest part for both men and women to lose fat is from around that belly area.
Mm. And so there's a few things. I mean, we talk about food intake, alcohol, but also movement. Old granddad used to say, too much couch, not enough ouch, you know. We've got to have all avenues, don't we, in play.
Well, so, yeah, we really at FBX really value a holistic approach to losing fat. If you're focused on just the nutrition side of things, yes, you can lose weight and fat, but you're going to lose muscle as well. If you focus on just the exercise part of things, it's going to be harder to lose fat and harder to lose weight overall. Mm. But it's when we have that holistic look of both nutrition side of things, exercise including weight training, resistance training and cardiovascular work, and then potentially looking down the track at a fat loss supplement like our FDX Fat Loss Optimizer.
Okay, and talking to you as a leading personal trainer, they say if it's white, it's not right. So we're talking flour, sugar, milk. Can you confirm the statement?
No, I actually can't. I don't necessarily believe in saying no to certain food groups or no to certain colours of food. Or no, we're looking at more total calorie intake.
Okay.
Now, the more processed food it is in, the more people have touched it, the more chemicals are in it, it's going to be more easy to digest and therefore it's going to be less filling. So yes, I would recommend my clients look for more whole foods, fruit, veg, meat, nuts, eggs, things like that. Mm. But if we are having some white foods, that's okay as long as we're not eating them in excess.
Sure. All right, fantastic. And the exercise as well, when we talk about fundamental things, walking a block, I mean, you don't have to be running a marathon, so to speak.
No.
But we are creatures of habit. Just create a habit and good habits at that, Ben.
Well, that's it. So opposed to just looking at the result, which is how much weight I've lost, you know, what my body fat is, how many centimetres my waist is, we prefer to look set process goals. Mm. You know, how many minutes are we walking? How many kilometres are we getting in? How many squats am I doing? How many push-ups? And then if we just slowly and consistently inch them up over time, mm. we're going to be increasing our metabolism, we're going to be increasing how many calories burned, and we're going to be in that negative calorie balance that's going to help us lose body fat and weight long-term.
Mm, fantastic. Well, thank you. And the fat loss report, is that an annual thing that comes out, report that comes out annually?
Yes, annual fat loss report sponsored by FBX Optimizer Fat Loss Fort, and really just helps us gain those insights for how we can better serve the Australian population about what they're really looking for.
Sure, look, and these reports are fantastic because it brings all the so-called numbers, the facts, to the table. And look, sometimes we as humans like to put our head in the sand and ignore, you know, denial, and there ain't no river in Egypt, but we need to look at the facts. Yeah. That in itself could be a motivation, yes?
100%. We need to step on the scales, we need to measure our weight, we need to look at the cold, hard truth, because only then we can do something about it.
Beautiful. Ben, thank you for your yarn, my friend. All the best to you. Take care, and we'll yarn soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Ben Lucas, his name is, a leading personal trainer and FBX ambassador. And we're talking about the Australian first approach to fat loss launches. We're talking about the fat loss report and finding an equal number of women, 38%, and men, 38%, simply want to look good naked. So true, you know. And look, as we get older, we tend to slow down a bit. But look, just keep active. Like I said, we are humans. We are creatures of habit as human beings. Takes 30 days to create a habit, so keep mobile. That's what it is. And if it's just walking around the block, it takes 30 days to create a habit. Start that tomorrow. This is the first day of the rest of your life, you mob. Start that tomorrow, and then every day, just walk around the block, just walk around the block, and you do that for 30 days, becomes a habit. Most people wake up in the morning, have a coffee, and have a durry. Change your habits, and it changes your life. So there you go. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
I wish I could turn back time to live how we used to live, living in the dream time. Just like traditional Aborigines, look at the world around me. I'm a modern Aborigine, living in a world of reality. I wanna keep my originality, I don't wanna lose my identity. Of my ancestors, they are calling out for me to go back to my dream time that I'll never leave behind, to be initiated man, to keep my culture flowing in the land. Cook of the Murning and the Wirrambu tribe clan.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Dying Days, X-Bow and AG, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Trev. Yourself?
I'm well. Go ahead. What you in yarn about, brother?
I had a bit of a deal with the council. They returned the crosses to my home on the truck this morning.
Okay. Well, that's good news. So what's the process now? Go through an application to put them back in or get the council to do it? Or what's your plan?
They're disapproved, mate. I'm sort of old and haven't got time. I went and visited Cairn Cemetery. I see 100,000 crosses in pots. Mm. So the only alternative I have at the moment is buy big concrete pots from Bunnings and concrete them back in and put them back in, mate, and then they're not permanent.
Sure, okay.
The other crosses. That is all I can do.
Now, would you need a permit to do that, or how's that work?
No. You only need permits for permanent things, and if it's not fixed into the ground,
it should be all good then. Well, that's the next best thing, and your lovely lady will have her cross, yes?
Yeah, and mine will be prepared for when it's needed. Mate, that's been the whole problem for me all along, because I've got no kids, and our mob can barely look, we're not rich people.
Sure.
These are nice chunky 4-inch square crosses, but all our mob could have a nice aluminium cross each.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's not that big. And then they've got a name at least on their thing, because when the graves go, well, there's nothing stopping them selling, or other people get buried or they get lost. And we just want some decency shown to us in our poor condition. That's, anyway, the thing was that the council brought the crosses back and they're here and they should be, and I've got plan B there. But a couple of other things I wanted to talk about. Get away from the cemetery. I'm sorry, everybody. And Selwyn has taken up a lot of time on the show. I hope he's all right.
Yes, my friend. Yep, go ahead.
I heard them talking on the radio, the girls yesterday, the Maori thing in New Zealand. There was a big thing with a treaty in New Zealand. The Maori's marching because they want to change their treaty over there.
Sure,
treaty with the British.
And the young girl, member of parliament, created or sang the haka, and they all joined in, and the speaker couldn't control it. And that's freedom of speech, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what was I going to say? The treaties were all broken. And anyway, I watched the SBS news and there was no coverage on the TV stations that I saw. And I thought they don't want people to see the power of the protest in the Maoris are doing for treaty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the power of the people.
The power of the people.
Feel like they don't want to be advertising that. Because we've all got power as news.
I just watched the whole people. Hour. No, it wasn't sports and this and that. And I thought that's a shame. SBS should be showing that, but you know, not everyone should. Anyway, that's that out of the way. There's one more thing I want to say.
Yep.
And because I haven't been able to say it for a long time, I want to apologise too for saying I said a long time ago talking about Palestine, and I said there that it's all about the oil. I apologise for that for the Palestinian people, because for them it's about the land.
We know all about that, don't we?
Well, that's dead right. Mm. That is the whole thing. They were colonised. They were colonised after the war. The Jewish people were all resettled in what they call Israel now, on Palestinian land. They were colonised. And they were the Palestinians, the Arab people, were treated really badly for 70 years.
Yes.
So what they considered a massacre was the ultimate protest at the rock concert where a lot of Israeli people were killed. And that's the worst kind of protest, but that's how bad it got for the Palestinian people.
Yes.
That's what changed it. And I'm glad that the international community, Netanyahu and a war criminal was made, they are targeting people. It's all wrong.
Secondly.
Anyway, I said the right thing. It's not all about the oil. It might be for one side, but for the other side, it's about their land. And that's why you see marches.
Well, we're talking about traditional owners, aren't we?
Eh?
We're talking about traditional owners.
Yeah, they're the traditional owners.
Exactly.
And I've heard the Israeli people saying that the Bible is like their native title. Oh, I don't agree with that. That's religion is a different story. Anyway, and there's one other thing I've found. We've had the king over here, not my king either.
Yep.
As a message to not the sister-in-law, the sister-in-war. Good on Lydia and the attention she
not
bought.
Not Lydia's king either, yeah.
No, she's doing what needs to be done, mate. Somebody's got to do it. And he gets over here and they're going on about, you know, we've just had the worst report ever on the Barrier Reef, eh?
Yes, yes.
And what is it? Where's it coming from? Colonial sugar refineries. This is all British things. Now, that king comes here preaching about the environment, but he won't look at his own colonial sugar refineries that are doing the damage. In the end, people have to, I'll wrap up, mate. People got to make a choice between, you know, sugar and everyone getting fat and or the reef, you know.
Exactly.
Keep the cane off the rivers. And the other thing in Gornvale, well, I don't see any movement to help the Mulgrave River and stop the water being taken over. That's tribal land. That's World Heritage. Native title upstream, the fisheries, the fish stocks. And I can't do everything because what the council done to me and dealing with the cemetery, which is my top priority, I can't. We want to save the Mulgrave. It's not too late. Anyway, mate, other people can use social media and I can't. I can make a phone call and I'm computer.
And you're doing that. You use this vehicle and thank you for your input there, Tony Gibbs.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Trevor. Have a good week, mate.
You take care, brother. All the best. Tony Gibbs, a regular caller and based down there at Gordonville, and he's advocates and activist for the Dream Patch, but also a situation regarding putting crosses on his lovely lady's graveside, and had dramas with that. But the council did return the crosses, and he rang up just to say that. So it looked fantastic. Processes are in place and there they are, but it's about operating within the guidelines, but about communication. But there it is. So have you seen Yarnup Strong? Maybe you want to add to the conversation there. Or tell us what's happening in your neck of the wood in regard to your mob, your clan, your organisation, your family. All these here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in. Practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Bye.
Yeah, Too Deadly, Colour of Your Skin, Black Image, big shout out Black Image. I'll be catching up with them brothers later on tonight. They're the entertainment at the celebration of Punapima, 30-year celebration. So I'll be there tonight at the Hilton. So looking forward to catching up with those brothers. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. You are Yarning with the Bully One here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. As BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. So the number again, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brothers roll, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Looking at news, what's update, NITV report, health and well-being. First of its kind, GP training to include Indigenous ways of being and doing. The framework will be implemented by Royal Australian College of GPs, the peak body responsible of training 90% of Australia's GPs. A new framework from the Royal Australian College of GPs, acronym RACGP, will include Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander values and ways of being and doing in general practitioner education and training nationwide. The RACGP's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Cultural and Health Training Framework has launched on Thursday last week at a GP conference on Awajika Noongar country. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander medical education experts and leaders led the development of the framework. They hope will improve health outcomes for Indigenous people. RACGP National Clinic Head of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Training, Olivia O'Donoghue, said the framework aims to drive transformation change, holding space for and prioritising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander values and wisdom is essential for the transformative change needed to enhance training and health outcomes for peoples, she said. The framework focused on 12 guiding principles, decolonisation, sovereignty, self-determination, intergenerational, cultural safety, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leadership, equity, strengths-based approaches, race and discrimination and privilege, trauma-informed approaches, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander values and ways of knowing, being and doing, Indigenous data sovereignty. O'Donoghue said the principles will underpin the way RACGP grows and evolves in its support for support of 50,000 GPs across Australia and the next generation of GPs in training. Dr. Karen Nichols, a Torres Strait Islander woman and chair of RACGP, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health, said she is proud of the college's leadership in developing the first of its kind framework. It's essential that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health and GP's clinical education is framed by the needs and perspectives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's communities, she said. This framework embeds Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander values and knowledge across the college and our GP training program. As part of the plan, we're aiming for 100% participation in cultural health education among GPs in training and higher numbers of practicing GPs undertaking training, as well as progress to grow Australia's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander GP workforce. RACGP President Dr. Nicole Higgins said the framework marks an important step forward as the peak body responsible for training 90% of Australian GPs. The RACGP is committed to improving the health of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people by supporting and training our GPs to deliver cultural safe care, she said. Recognising rights and sovereignty is essential to close the gap health in equities. In framework will ensure this is visible across the college and will enhance our GP training program, ultimately helping to improve health outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Here, here. Fantastic. Get it together, together. So fantastic. So important. And having input from First Nation people, of course, I say we are professors in all fields. Health in itself as well. The health is race living before the white sails came. So, yeah, take note. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416.
Don't want to love you.
He won't let you fall.
Don't want to love you.
For you, he gave it all.
Don't want to love you.
He walk through the open door.
Someone love you.
Now that someone is the Lord.
Someone love you.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Don't forget what
Yeah, Daily Track there, my people, Chris Phillips, and big shout out, Chris Phillips, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM and Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. Other news here, the Australian Greens Indigenous faction faces overhaul following failures. The Greens faction, representing Indigenous members, known as the Black Greens, is facing a major overhaul after being found to have failed First Nation members of the party, with an external review recommending the group's leaders be stood down and a new governance structure to be put in place. The review conducted by the Indigenous-owned organisation called Murray Matters found the faction provided inconsistent and contradictory advice provided to party room on the voice referendum. The review has also concluded that the Black Greens has not been set up for success and fell short of elements in its charter, stating the group must provide safe and productive spaces to support policy design and guide decision making within the party. The concerns identified in the report, largely raised by First Nation members, have been long-standing and do not relate to the behaviour of any one individual, a Green spokeswoman says. Issues precipitating the commissioning of Murray Matters' collapse of the Australian Greens First Nations Network internal governance processes, including concerns over the breadth of consultation within state and territory First Nations networks and members undertaken by the AGFNN throughout the voice process. The Indigenous voice to Parliament unearthed major schisms within the Greens and resulted in Senator Lydia Thorpe quitting the party over her opposition to the proposal, in a move which was vocally supported by the conveners of the Black Greens at the time. The report noted various flashpoints that had resulted in relationship breakdowns across the party, including the provisions of inconsistent and contradictory advice to party room on the voice, the distribution of material prompting to be statement from a parliamentary representative without their knowledge or consent, and concerns that the National Party room had campaign for a voice to referendum. Alarm was also raised over the Black Greens not responding to concerns about the behaviour or conduct of members. First Nation members are feeling excluded if they disagreed with existing members on policy, the report stated. Members are criticising other members of the First Nation network in the press without regard for the internal dispute resolution processes. The recommendation, which will be considered by the Greens and is national Aboriginal Council followed the Australian revealing last month that the Black Greens had actively opposed Greens Indigenous spokeswoman Dorinda Cox being given her portfolio and lobbied for Mehem Farunj or anyone else to take the role. And the Greens National Conference earlier this month, the group called for Senator Cox to be stripped of her portfolio and the subject of an inquiry into the conduct following the allegations she bullied her staff. Senator Cox issued an apology following the allegations being made public, but also said the lack of context around the instance was disappointing. So there it is, Black Greens floating in the air. Have you say, Yana Strong? About 7 minutes left in the program, you mob. Yana Strong, have you say and add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, the beautiful voice, Rochelle Watson-Pitt. My cousin, big shout out. Hope you're well. And I will say to Deadly, my sister, that you are. And to all our beautiful sisters out there, stand strong, be deadly. And to our Deadly warriors out there, love and respect our sisters. By all means, do that. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off. I thank you for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again next week. But listen, have a great weekend, a Deadly weekend. Stay strong. We've got the silly season coming up. Christmas around the corner. Murray Christmas. Curry New Year, your mob. But we need to travel safe and do it all properly. Love and respect our families and be strong there. And this is a time where we get together and celebrate, but celebrate deadly and safe. Your mob, stay tuned. News coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Here's Chorny Chilba. Beef over rump. Do enjoy.
You're gonna have to step.
Beef over rump, beef over rump. We like to taste the bully beef over rump. Beef over rump, beef over rump. We like to taste the bully beef over rump. Beef over rump, beef over rump. We like to taste the bully beef over rump. Beef over rump, beef over rump. We like to taste the bully beef over rump.
Beef over rump is not just low cost. Yes, it's good when you're cooking for a big mob. It stays fresh when the power's off. See, I cook it up, it tastes good. When I cook, I got a thing.
It's a hunger thing.
Will the mob like it?
It's a mob thing.
Just step right up to the stove in a big pot. Tell the mob you're cooking bully beef over rump.
Oh.